Christ's example. The path of toil appointed to the dwellers on earth may be hard and wearisome, but it is honored by the footprints of the Redeemer, and he is safe who follows in this sacred way. By precept and example, Christ has dignified useful labor. From his earliest years he lived a life of toil. The greater part of his earthly life was spent in patient work in the carpenter's shop at Nazareth. In the garb of a common laborer, the Lord of life trod the streets of the little town in which he lived, going to and returning from his humble toil, and ministering angels attended him as he walked side by side with peasants and laborers, unrecognized and unhonored. When he went forth to contribute to the support of the family by his daily toil, he possessed the same power as when on the shores of Galilee he fed 5,000 hungry souls with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. But he did not employ his divine power to lessen his burdens or lighten his toil. He had taken upon himself the form of humanity, with all its attendant ills, and he did not flinch from its severest trials. He lived in a peasant's home, he was clothed with coarse garments, he mingled with the lowly, he toiled daily with patient hands. His example shows us that it is man's duty to be industrious and that labor is honorable.